Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. His message is entitled, Who is on Your Mount Rushmore? I strongly advise you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together. Spiritually, I want to thank you, Brother Danielle, Sister Danielle, for the wonderful work that you continue to do every day. Brother Bradshaw, I want to thank you for continuing to share this format with me and others. And I want to thank each and every one of you for your faithfulness and continuing to listen to my broadcast on Tuesday. Those who also listen on the Facebook live simulcast that I'm also doing this morning from a little bit of a different scenario, but we should be able to make it through if my laptop battery holds out. But then I'm also thankful for those who also listen on other days other than when I am speaking. I think this is a good ministry, and I just bid Godspeed to everybody who has any part in it. Who's on your Mount Rushmore? You guys know about the Mount Rushmore image where the four dead presidents are there that we have revered over the years. And I kind of every now and then will pull out that model to address various things, either secularly or spiritually, with regard to, you know, the people that we should be looking at and the people that we should be honoring, whether they're dead or alive. If you go over to Hebrews and you look at the 13th chapter, the Bible says in verse number 7, remember those who led you, who spoke the word of God to you, and considering the result of their conduct, imitate their faith. And I'm not sure about where you are or what you would do in this particular case, but I have a number of individuals that I would put on my Mount Rushmore as people whose faith I have, and I have in the past actually tried to emulate. One would be, of course, for those who've been knowing me for years, my father, who died in 2000, but he still lives on in me and in my siblings, Monica and Jeremy and Chastity and Avis, even in my niece, Amith, through his grandchildren and his other grandchildren. And just know that we just are pleased to be able to look at back at my father and know what he did to not only come to Christ himself, but lead his family in that particular direction and in that particular way. My mother, of course, would be on my Mount Rushmore as well. My mother is the one that actually taught me the gospel, and we just have an incredible bond. I was the one that was under the bed with her when people were shooting in Memphis during the night that Martin Luther King got shot in Memphis there. And, you know, so there's just some things that she and I will have shared and will share for the remainder of our days that continue to create a incredible bond. And she's one of the people who, you know, will clearly, regardless of whether I want somebody to tell me what I need to do, she's going to tell me what I need to do anyway, because that's just the way moms are. So it don't matter how old I get, they're always going to tell me what to do. So I appreciate her very, very much. I also have in mind a gentleman that has also passed, and his name is Daryl Holt. Daryl Holt was just a tremendous, in my exposure with him, had a tremendous work ethic. And that's the thing that I think kind of drives me today in seeing how to minister and how to minister in a way that really drives the gospel, drives the message, drives the result that ultimately we want to have. And Daryl did a tremendous job of that. Some of you may know Daryl from his work in Greenville, Mississippi. He worked in other areas too. He ministered in Michigan. He ministered in California. So Daryl Holt is someone who I have not forgotten, and I still esteem him highly for his work's sake. I also have tremendous respect for a person who's still a living mentor, and his name is John DeBerry Jr. John DeBerry Jr. is somebody who I think I've mentioned in these airwaves, and I've mentioned in a very emotional way. So I won't do that today, but I'll just say to you that John DeBerry Jr. is the person who, I guess if I was going to say, if I wish I could preach like him, he would be number one on the list. But not only that, but just who he is, what he stands for, and what he's done in encouraging me virtually my entire life continues to resonate in my life. And so I appreciate him very, very much. Also, have to acknowledge someone who I worked with for a full decade in the 90s, and that is James Snow, Dr. Snow, who's the minister there in Detroit at the Redford Church of Christ. He is one that I really do appreciate because even though I'm not that close to him in the sense that we don't talk, I mean, I haven't, you know, I think we interacted on a funeral recently. I sent some information when they had his anniversary. So I don't want the lack of contact to mean that there isn't a lack of appreciation, for I know what he is, at least has done in my life. Because Jim Snow, in bringing me on board right when I was getting married as a youth minister, kind of ended up being the spark toward formal professional ministry. And he's another one of these people who's giving me that type of deposit. And then when I think about people secularly, like Phil Santoro, who basically hired me practically right out of college to play a role with him originally at Coca-Cola. Then we worked at Mascotec. We worked at a couple of different places. Then I was able to be a blessing to him later in life. And we just continued to have a lasting friendship. When I kind of have some business things that I don't, that I know that they have more experience and exposure in, call Phil Santoro, as well as my other secular HR mentor, and that is Daniel Sosowski. You know, so these are men who continue to play roles in my life, as well as my mother, and whether they're living or dead, they continue to be people that I continue to emulate. I'll be curious that who you might say you would emulate. I'm going to give you my cell number, 248-842-8185. Text me who would be on your Mount Rushmore, whether it's a secular Mount Rushmore, whether it's a spiritual Mount Rushmore, knowing that these are individuals whose life and whose results you're looking to emulate based on what they've done for you spiritually, maybe what they've done for you professionally, maybe what they've done for you in other ways, emotionally or physically, or even financially. You know, there may be some people who are on your Mount Rushmore. But I'll say to you that the Bible indicates that for individuals who spiritually have had an impact, we want to remember them, and we want to make sure that we emulate their faith. Let us pray. Father Heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us, and I want to thank you for our being able to remember those people who have blessed us in so many ways. This passage talks about those who have led us and who spoke the word to us. And Father, we know that in some cases, some of those messages were delivered by a life and not necessarily by a sermon or a class. And we just hope and pray that you can help us to muster the intestinal fortitude and the strength of character to be able to extend the legacy of these individuals who make your word powerful when the word continues to say iron sharpens iron, when the word continues to say the just shall live by faith, courage one another. Father, help us to be everything that you would have us to be. Help us to say everything that we need to say. Help us to do everything that we need to do, so that whether we're sitting in the corner of our cubicles already, whether we're in the seat of our cars like I am right now, or whether people are still in their slippers listening to this message and hearing this prayer, that we will be primed and ready to be able to give you glory in every facet of our being on this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.